You're listening to SBS News.
A former professional table tennis player, Phil Boyle was out on one of his regular runs when he came to a grinding halt.
I felt pain down my arms and I felt a lot of pain and heaviness in my chest and struggling to breathe, so I knew it was serious. It was enough that somebody who runs and runs long distances had to stop 500 metres from home, and I literally just couldn't go.
His wife took him to a nearby hospital.
I was thinking, I'll be fine. Turns out I wasn't fine. I'd had a heart attack and I had a blockage, and a pretty serious one, needed to have bypass surgery.
It was a traumatic experience for the 55-year-old in the middle of Melbourne's COVID-19 lockdown. But he counts himself lucky that medical help was close at hand. According to the Heart Foundation's General Manager of Heart Health, Bill Stavreski, the risk of death from cardiac issues increases dramatically the further you live from metropolitan cities.
The lack of access to health services, so whether that's the GP services after a heart attack or stroke, and that lack of access really adds to the increased risk of future events and deterioration of their condition.
16 of the top 20 hotspots for heart disease deaths are in regional or rural Australia, where all top 10 regions for high obesity rates are also located. Those living in socio-economically disadvantaged areas are as well far more prone to cardiac problems, with rates 50% higher than the rest of the population. Highlighting the great Australian health divide is the heart disease death rate in remote areas of the Northern Territory, 2.5 times that of the northern suburbs of Sydney. Bill Stavreski says the divide hits Indigenous communities particularly hard.
And for that reason, we ask also any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander at age 30 or above to go and have a heart health check and to make sure not only that you're looking after your heart, but looking after your family as well.
That call is echoed by Phil Boyle, particularly towards people like him in their 50s.
You might feel good. Doesn't mean you're not a walking time bomb.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.